This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by Ion Digital, providing secure, compliant ecosystems you can trust. That's Ion Digital. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Kevin Davis.
On today's show, we're bringing back a returning guest. Name of the company is Open Locker Holdings, Inc. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol OLKR. With us today is the company's CEO, Mr. Howard Gosfran. Howard, welcome back to the program.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me back.
Howard, in a couple 30 seconds or so, give us an updated about statement. I want to know what you've been up to since we last spoke to you last month.
Okay, well, we continue to be leading the way in the growing name, image, and likeness industry for college and university student athletes. As your audience may be aware, almost 2 years ago, the Supreme Court came out with a ruling that allowed college student athletes to be paid through their name, image, and likeness, and that's what Open Locker is all about. We have created a platform by which athletes are able to get paid. We have created NIL opportunities, appearances, you name it, for them to make money off their name, image, and likeness. And we continue to grow our clubs, which is what we develop around some of the most major universities in the United States, University of Florida, Gatorverse, Penn State, Lions Club, University of Connecticut, Boneyard Huskies Club, Florida Atlantic University Prowlers Club, Wisconsin, we have the Natty Baddies, at Radford University, the Rowdy Reds, and we even have a horse racing vertical called OpenStable.io. So we continue to grow, continue to bring in new athletes and across all the major sports and men's and women's sports. So we're very excited about where we sit in this industry right now.
Wonderful. And, you know, one of the things that I have a personal question on, how does Open Locker work in relationship to the blockchain? Can you clear that up for me?
Absolutely. So the blockchain is an invaluable tool. And for all our student athletes that we sign, we develop a digital collectible that an individual is able to purchase. The pricing varies from $29, $80, $100, depending on the individual athlete. And once that purchase is made, your ownership is on the blockchain. We use the Flow blockchain, and it creates a really transparent market. It allows for a very transparent ledger of ownership, and we're very excited about using the Flow blockchain for that purpose. When someone does buy digital collectible, we merge digital and physical, and we'll also send you out a platinum card, we call it, because it sort of feels like an American Express platinum card with the image of a player on it. It's got the image of the player on it. On the back, there's a QR code that takes you to that website that could get you into the blockchain, and you can see who else owns some of these digital collectibles for the various players. So the blockchain for us is a very invaluable tool, and again, it's all about transparency, so we're very happy to be using that for our digital collectibles.
Thank you for clearing that up. Now, you know, one of the things that Open Locker does is it does use the name, image, and likeness, the NIL, to create, you know, essentially countless revenue opportunities that did not exist. How is that industry looking right now?
So the industry is exploding. It really, on a weekly, monthly basis, it just continues to grow. More and more schools are grasping the importance of NIL. As a matter of fact, they are hiring NIL directors. So that's a new role at these schools, both large and small, are hiring NIL directors who are really seeking us out. We are getting incoming from small schools and larger schools saying, please have Open Locker show us the path and the way to enhance our student athletes' ability to make revenue and income off their name, image, and likeness. And we've really been on the forefront of this industry. So as schools are starting to come around and get an understanding, they're leaning on us to sort of open the door for them, to show them different opportunities and things that we do that are in the box and out of the box they might not be thinking of. So it is exploding. Hmm. I mean, every year the amount of money that goes into college sports, the annual spend by the college sports fan is about $530 billion.
Wow.
The memorabilia market, which is $26 billion today, it's anticipated to go to in 2032, so in 10 years, to $227
billion.
That's the growth of this. And then you talk about influencer marketing, and all of our athletes are influencers. Some have more followers than others. But that brand and merchant money spent on influencers is about $16 billion. All this is verifiable for your audience. We're happy to provide it. But that's where we step into all of that addressable market. So very excited to be a part of this and, again, be a platform in this new burgeoning industry.
In our last podcast, we talked about an upcoming event in the city of Boca Raton. It was for the Florida Atlantic University FAU men's basketball team. How did that go? Tell me about it.
So I'm glad you brought that up. It went great. We ended up doing a celebration of the Florida Atlantic University men's basketball team making it to the Final Four. We held it at a place in Boca Raton called Meisner Park. It was in conjunction with the city of Boca Raton as well as FAU. And we had 4,000 people show up. And
wow.
It was an incredible event, made the local news. We were able to generate revenue for our company there as well as the student athletes. We had private meet and greet at a restaurant post the event at Meisner Park where an individual would pay $100 to go in and have a meet and greet with the athletes at a particular bar, a restaurant in Meisner Park. Hmm. We would keep some of that revenue, and then, of course, the athletes would keep that revenue. But just doing that never existed 2 years ago. So we had 4,000 people show up. It was an incredible line for autographs, and we were a big part of that. And then, of course, the private meet and greet afterwards. So it's a whole new world for athlete revenue opportunities. And that particular event, we called it the Run It Back event, had 4,000 people show up in Boca Raton. So worked out really, really well. We got a lot of pats on the back from the university, from the city, and we organized a great event.
Yeah, 4,000 people coming, that sounds like a great outcome. I know it probably helped a lot of those local businesses that we were talking about last time in that area as well, of course, Boca Raton. Do you have anything else coming up similar to that in terms of events?
We have a couple Wall Street events. If you are one Wall Street event, we'll call it, and one really incredible event coming, which I'll share. So next week, myself and the management team will be in New York. We're going to be at the EF Hutton Conference at the Plaza next Wednesday and Thursday. Wednesday and Thursday. And we will be meeting with many investors, one-on-one meetings. That's the format of this particular conference. So that's EF Hutton next week. And then we're also gearing up for the first few days of June in Atlanta, Georgia, at the College Football Hall of Fame. Is going to be it's going to be a great venue, the NIL conference. We are a major sponsor and participant of the NIL conference taking place in Atlanta, Georgia. In attendance will be hundreds of some of the top student athletes from all the schools you could think of in the country. There's going to be incredible brands there representing themselves that want to participate in getting the students involved in their brands. Obviously, that's where Open Locker comes in. There's going to be collectives. Collectives are a band of alumni and boosters around various schools that are very active in the NIL process. And again, they sort of look to Open Locker as a platform for how they're going to do certain things in the box and out of the box, I call it, on behalf of their student athletes at the various schools and the various sports. So that's going to be an incredibly well-attended conference that really plays into all the different spokes in the wheel that Open Locker hits. And again, we're going to have a pretty big booth there and a big presence of our people there, and it's panel discussions, etc. right down Main Street of our industry. So looking forward to that in the first couple of days of June, and look forward to reporting on that when we speak next.
Wonderful. Folks, you've been listening to Howard Gosfran. He's the CEO of Open Locker Holdings, Inc. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol OLKR. Check them out online. They're at openlockerholdings.io. All of their, you know, social media profiles are going to be right there at the top so that you can get the latest on these events in between these podcasts. Howard, I'll tell you what, I'm going to give you the final word. What's the takeaway from today's interview?
Well, I'm glad to be able to share both the tech side of what we're doing and the practical side of what we're doing, and really how we're leading the way in this greenfield opportunity of NIL. We have done many events around the country. We did an event at University of Kentucky for the football team at a fan fest. We're really creating and opening doors for student athletes to make money off their name, image, and likeness. And we feel that we have created a brand and a purposeful company in order to do that. We are public. We're a pure play in the industry. There aren't really any others doing this in the public world. The management team has traumatic experience in the world of public companies, and we're putting it all forward to create a very unique, special, and valuable company here. So we think we have a great story for investors to get on the ground floor of this new opportunity. And we've already put out there and started to create a great name for ourselves. So invite all the investors to go look at the website. They can reach out if they'd like. And happy to share the story with you and your audience.
Howard, thank you so much for joining us today. I can't wait to talk to you very soon to get an update on everything. Again, folks, Howard Gosfran, CEO, Open Locker Holdings, Inc. They do trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol OLKR. Howard, until we talk again, be well and keep growing that awesome company.
Will do. Thank you so much.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.